The U.S. unemployment rate has risen a full percentage point in the last year and currently stands at 6.5%. Most economists expect the rate to go much higher in coming months, a belief that has been strengthened by the latest figures from the Labor Department. Last week, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose by 32,000 over the previous week to 516,000 people, the largest number recorded since the period following the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Linda Carrington is research director at the U.S.-based Conference Board, a nonprofit market research organization.
This is further evidence of a very weak and worsening labor market. Having worse numbers in the unemployment claims is certainly consistent with what we're seeing, which is just downward, downward, downward in the labor market.
Joseph Lavornia, chief U.S. economist for Deutsche Bank Securities, shares the dismay and is urging a steady hand from policymakers.
It's just an absolute horrible report. We have to have some leadership on this issue in terms of having a consistent policy approach where the rules of the game do not continue to be changed, because investors right now are looking for signs of confidence to come back into the market.
Wednesday, the Bush administration announced a shift in how the $700 billion U.S. financial rescue package approved last month will be spent. Instead of relieving lending institutions of bad debt stemming from U.S. home foreclosures, the federal government will continue to focus on purchasing stakes from troubled banks. At a hearing on Capitol Hill, Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd reminded lending institutions that taxpayer funds are being used to rescue them from financial ruin and that they have a responsibility to resume extending credit to businesses and consumers to help spark economic activity.
Let me say as clearly as I can this morning, hoarding capital and acquiring healthy banks are not, I repeat, not reasons why Congress authorized $700 billion in emergency funding.
News from across the Atlantic is equally unsettling. Europe's largest economy, Germany, is now officially in recession after contracting by half a point in the third quarter, following a 0.4% dip in the second quarter. The consensus view of economists is that the world's leading industrialized nations are all in recession or will be soon. Jorgen Elmeskoff directs policy studies at the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which groups 30 nations that embrace the free market under a democratic system of governance.
We basically say that the OECD is in recession, and that the OECD is going to stay in recession for some time to come, and that the subsequent recovery is going to be a relatively slow one. The basic message is that we are in for a very troubled period.
Major Asian markets closed down more than 5%. European markets were mixed, with Paris and Frankfurt finishing the day moderately higher, while London closed slightly lower. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.